This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Lafayette's City Council voted unanimously last night to postpone deciding whether to end burials at the city's historic cemetery. State archaeologist Holly Norton proposed the resolution after results of a ground-penetrating radar study showed the cemetery was full, with many more bodies buried there than it had marked graves. At least 100 residents have pre-purchased plots, and some expressed concern about not being able to bury their loved ones together. A moratorium has been in place since November. Amtrak has suspended rail service on the popular California Zephyr route in Colorado following a train derailment this morning. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
After the derailment of a luxury passenger train outside of Rifle, Amtrak is busing passengers between Grand Junction and Denver for now. The train hit a semi-tanker truck, releasing an estimated 6,000 gallons of oil and closing Highway 6. Colorado State Patrol says the tanker truck driver was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The train, called the Canyon Spirit, is owned by a Canadian company and is not connected to Amtrak, but they use many of the same railroad tracks. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Highway 6 is now reopened, but travelers should avoid that section of highway overnight. The state has launched a new website to provide assistance for residents after disasters. The Colorado Disaster Recovery Navigation Tool is intended to help people navigate disaster recovery and rebuild after storms. This is CPR News.